الحمد للہ میڈیا برادرز، آل پریزز ڈیو ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، اللہ پاک کی بس توفیق تو ریڈ اوور اثر صلاۃ و جماعت نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سم ٹو افیکٹ پرسن ریڈ دا ٹو کول صلاۃ ہی ول انٹر انٹو جنت دا ٹو کول صلاۃ علماء سیز آر دا فجر صلاۃ اینڈ اثر صلاۃ میڈیا برادرز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سم ٹو افیکٹ دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے دا پرسن لسنز ریممبرز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی فار اے لٹل وائل آفٹر فجر صلاۃ and a little while after arsal salat allah pak take care of his intervening period my dear brothers that nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says somebody fake they do the zikr of allah and allah pak will look after your interests allah taala says if you remember me allah taala remember you my dear brothers how fortunate just to remember allah subhanahu wa taala at this moment of time allah taala is remembering us and if you fortunate you remember allah taala in a gathering allah taala remembers us in a nobler gathering And that is the gathering of Malaika, my dear brothers. And my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with a very great gift, the gift of Iman. Allah Pak keep us on Iman. Allah Pak make our khatim on Iman, our debt on Iman. And Allah Pak raise us on the day of Qiyamah of those of people with perfect and complete Iman. That is why the ulama says the greatest gift after Iman is the person leaving the world with Iman. That a person outwardly may not have anything of material value of the world. He may not have the comfort, he may not have the proper shelter or the necessities a person has in his day-to-day life. But if a person leaves this world with Iman, then he has achieved a very great success. The success of the Qabr and the success of the eternal life of the Akhirat, which is forever and ever, my dear brothers. Whereas a person has everything of this world, Qarun had wealth, but he was not successful. He will be unsuccessful in the Qabr and successful in the Akhirat. Firaun had kingdom, but he do not have success of Iman. He do not leave the world with Iman. He do not leave the world that, you know, recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the life to come of the Qabr and the life of the after, he will become everlasting unsuccessful, my dear brothers. So this is why all the time that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that who is an intelligent person? Intelligent person is a person makes preparation before he leave this world. That is the intelligent person. My dear brothers, a person only knows the value of Iman, the value of Kalima La ilaha illallah. My dear brothers, he will see the value of this Iman in the Akhirat. You see, on the day of Qiyamah, a conversation is going to take place. A person had Iman, but because of some reason, he broke the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. And he was an obedient servant to Allah. So he will also be in the fire of Jahannam. And a person who had no Iman, and that time, a person who had no Iman, he will mock. He will laugh, he will jeer at the person with Iman. He say, what was the value of your Iman? You are in the same condition like me. At that time, Allah Ta'ala is all hearing, all listening to this conversation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His mercy, instruct the malaika to take that person who had, all those people who had a grain to the seed of Iman, to a mustard seed of Iman. And as that person sees all those people who had a grain to the mustard seed of Iman, then Allah Ta'ala instruct the malaika, again go and see, search, for those people who had, my dear brother, to the particle of Iman, even to the particle of Iman, the malaika goes and take all those people who had a particle of Iman. And then ulama says that Allah Ta'ala instructed a person who had, like a person see a dust, to the grain, to a very fine dust, even to that particle of Iman, Allah Ta'ala instructed the malaika to look for, search for that people. And then when the malaika takes all those people who had to that particle of dust of Iman, and now he will be shown, then that person who had no Iman, he will even desire that he had to that level of Iman, so he can be saved from the eternal misery which he is facing in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. That is why the criteria of success is not wealth, position, power. Is not success what a person thinks is success. The criteria of success is a person leaving the world with Iman, leaving with the world with Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came amongst the Arabs, and they were worshipping 360 idols, and he only offered them, La ilaha illallah, that you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to give you honor, Allah is going to give you success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you dominance, Allah is going to give you power or status, Allah ta'ala will increase your honor amongst the people, Allah ta'ala will give you dominance over the people. Those people said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 360 idol cannot give us any form of success in this world. 360 idol is not solving any of our problem in this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا الہ الا اللہ. Total negation. Where you think success is coming from is not from there. Success is not in power. Success is not in wealth. Success is not in kingdom. Success is not in the strength a person has. Or success is not in the ability a person has or capability a person has. Success is not in possession a person has. Success lies only in La ilaha illallah. Total recognition of La ilaha illallah. That is why in the month of Ramadan is coming. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba ikram, two things we should increase in numbers. Two things we should increase. That in the month of Ramadan, the daily say La ilaha illallah. Increase our recitation of La ilaha illallah and istighfar. Person increasing his La ilaha illallah, he's renewing his iman. Daily he's refreshing his iman. Daily he's testifying to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily he's thinking and he's contemplating what is La ilaha illallah. He's negating where he sees benefit is coming from, where he sees harm is coming from, where he thinks respect is coming from, where he sees disgrace is coming from. It is not coming from where the eyes is seeing. It is not coming where a person is listening. It is only coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So daily a person have to refresh his iman. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, daily refresh your iman, renew your iman. Sahaba said, Nabi, how should we refresh and renew our iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, some defect, daily say La ilaha illallah. Daily, every moment of time, while going around, a person sees some condition with his eyes, he say La ilaha illallah. That benefit never comes from there. He's going to his job, he's going to his workplace, he's seeing profit is coming from there. At that moment of time, he says to his heart, La ilaha illallah. My benefit is not coming from the shop. My sustenance is not coming from the shop. My honor is not coming in wealth or in possession. My success coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My sustenance is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person sees condition coming towards him. At that moment of time, he says, La ilaha illallah. Harm is not from where you see harm is coming from. Harm is not where I think harm is coming from. Harm is not what I listen that harm is coming from. No, La ilaha illallah. Harm is only coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That condition is only coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that moment of time, he is renewing our iman. He is refreshing his iman. That is why ulama say daily, he gives da'wat. He speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He talks about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Umar radiallahu anhu said that to speak of the creation has become a sickness. And the cure and the remedy for the sickness is to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today a person is speaking of condition. This has become a sickness. Person is talking about profit. He's talking about benefit. He's talking about all these things which he's seeing. It is a sickness of the heart. Why? This, the more he speaks, the attachment increases to it. But the more he speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came after giving the kalima sahaba ikram of La ilaha illallah. He made them give da'wah to us La ilaha illallah. After iman, there were no salat. For 9 to 13 years, the salat came only after 10 years. But what was it after bringing iman? He made them speak about iman. He made them speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made them speak, have the gatherings of iman. That daily you refresh and you say that the idols are doing. Where you seeing these idols going to cause harm to me. No, this harm is not going to come from there. Harm is only going to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why our ulama says, every day we have to make an effort on this iman, increase this iman. Iman is fluctuating. A person sits in the gathering, like Hanzala radiallahu anhu says, when we're in a gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our heart became softened. Like a person sits in any gathering of talk, he become inspired, iman increases, iman becomes strengthened, the reality dawns upon him, akhirah comes in front of him. But no sooner a person leaves the gathering, what happened? Now there is a test on iman. Iman is not the same anymore. Like Hanzala radiallahu anhu says, we went back to our family, we went back to our responsibility. Then he says, I felt that my iman was not like it was before. And then he said to himself, I become a munafiq. And then he leaves that home. He leaves that home and he goes in search of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he finds Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he explains his condition of iman. That we're in the environment of iman. And we're in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our heart becomes softened. Tears will roll down. Akhir will be in front of us. Jannat as if it was in front of us. Jahannam will be as if in front of us. The akhirat was there in front of us. My dear brothers, Abu Bakr radiallahu said to Hanzala, my position is exactly the same. And both of them go to Rasulullah sallallahu and Abu Bakr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after listening to what they have to say, Nabi sallallahu consoled them and said, this is rare, that if you have to maintain your iman all the time, Malaika will greet you, they will make salam to you, they will shake hands with you. But they say there is time for this and time for that. Why, my dear brothers, Sahaba, in that environment of iman, the more we will sit in the gatherings of iman, and the more we will give doubt on iman, then iman will increase, it will become strengthened. Because my dear brothers, person to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dependent upon what effort he makes on iman. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? Sahaba said, oh Nabi, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the ikhlas of the kalima is something to the effect, it'll prevent a person from haram, it'll prevent a person from forbidden things, it'll prevent a person breaking the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it'll prevent a person from looking at haram, speaking of wrong, listening to wrong, talking towards wrong, the feet going towards wrong. Every action that will come out from the body, it will prevent a person from disobeying the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person makes an effort on his iman every day, that is why ulama say every day we have to give dawat. Dawat towards iman will increase iman, it will strengthen iman. Certain help, my dear brothers, every day. That is why ulama say daily we give time to the masjid. Go from person to person. Go and speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you'll see how his iman increased. Sahaba ikram will speak about akhirat so much, like Usman radiallahu anhu, when he will go to the graveyard, he would cry, he would sob, and then someone asked him that, oh Usman, why is it Jannat and Jahannam doesn't make you cry? As much as you come to the grave, you say, this is the first of many stages. A person dies with iman, he answers the question of iman, he is successful. But if a person fails in a qabr, fails regarding about the question of iman, then he's going to be doomed forever and ever in the akhirat, my dear brothers. Why? This was reality. This was the daily talk of Sahaba Ikram. Sahaba Ikram will speak about the akhirat, like Abdullah bin Rawah radiallahu anhu. His head was the lap of his wife, and he was crying. And his wife took pity, she started crying also. So he asked his wife, why are you crying? The wife said, you are crying, I'm also crying. So he said, the thought came onto my mind, how I am going to cross the bridge of Jahannam. What was it, my dear brothers? This was the muzakira daily. Because they spoke about it, this reality dawned upon Sahaba Ikram, my dear brothers. When we will speak about it also, we are also going to cross the bridge of Jahannam. We are also going to cross the bridge of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sahaba, that some people will cross the bridge of Jahannam like lightning. Some will run across the bridge of Jahannam. And the bridge of Jahannam, they say, ulama say, it is a 1500 years journey, thin as a hair, sharp as a blade. Some will walk, some will crawl. Some, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala save us, if a person made no effort towards his iman and no effort towards akhirat, he will fall in the depth of Jahannam. So what was it, my dear brothers? Because Sahaba made an effort to talk of the unseen. Ulama says, iman is to believe in the unseen. We will speak about it, about akhirat, the bridge of sirat, the scales of good of deeds, where a person's amal will be presented to him, where he will be put, where the good deeds will be present to one side and the bad deeds will be on the other scale. My dear brothers, when a person will speak about this, then the reality will enter the heart. This is why we see Sahaba Ikram. In the life of Sahaba Ikram, they kept Akhirat in front of them. They kept Jannat in front of them. They kept Jahannam in front of them. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba, in the month of Ramadan, make much istighfar as possible. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one of the three things was written in the Arsh of Allah, sinful ummat, but the ever forgiving Rabb. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most compassionate. A person can come with sins between the sky and the earth, with full of sin. But once a person makes istighfar, he makes tawbah of his sin, Allah will forgive all the sins. Allah will turn his sins into good deeds. How kareem is Allah, how compassionate is Allah, how tolerant is Allah. Allah is adil, Allah is most just, my dear brothers. So the more you will speak about this, the reality will come into a person's heart. And in the month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says something to effect. Two things we should increase in numbers. That one is we make the zikr of La ilaha illallah, and we make istighfar. And two things we cannot do without, that we ask Allah Ta'ala for entrance into Jannat, and we make dua to Allah Ta'ala must save us from the fire of Jahannam. In this month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says something to effect. That month of Ramadan is coming, and he made, when Nabi Sallallahu ascended the mumbar three times, he made Ameen, and he said Ameen, and then he said Ameen again. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that fortune and the curse upon that person. Nabi Sallallahu said curse upon the person, some to the effect that when month of Ramadan comes, he doesn't gain the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, what better time is the month of Ramadan come? A person is going in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he is free from his obligation, he is free from his duties, his day-to-day chores, and he's giving time to value the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, unfortunate curse upon that person whose parent reaches old age. He doesn't make khidwat of them, he doesn't serve them, he doesn't fulfill the rights of the parent. Allah Ta'ala save us, my dear brothers. And third is a person whose name, Nabi Sallallahu name is mentioned, he did not recite Salatul Nabi upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So my dear brothers, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us deen, and Allah has given us the effort of deen. Deen we have to bring in our life. We have to bring the commandments of Allah Ta'ala in our life. We have to bring the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our day-to-day life. This way Allah Pak has kept success. And the effort of deen is to maintain deen. To maintain deen to that deen which Nabi Sallallahu left that world. That 100% deen was established that time. 100% of the commandments were established. 100% of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu when he left this world. How we can make that worry, that concern, that how deen to come alive, my dear brothers. So this is why, alhamdulillah, this Shab Guzari program is taking place, the night of fikr, where brothers are requested, inshallah, we come with our beddings, and we make intention to make for spend the night in itikaf. At the same time, also the program will take place after Asr Salat, after Maghrib Salat, and the talk will take place. We should all make the intention. We all should have the desire, my dear brother, to strive in the path of Allah SWT. In the month of Ramadan, two great occasions took place. One is the Battle of Badr took place, my dear brother. The great expedition took place in the month of Ramadan. And one is the Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. So we see in the month of Ramadan, one was Ibadat also, and one was the effort of deen took place in the month of Ramadan. The sacrifice which Sahaba gave, that today we are enjoying, because of the sacrifice of Sahaba, my dear brothers. Today deen has reached us because of the effort, and that worry and the concern which Rasulullah SAW had in the heart, that fikr he had, that every person who come till Qiyamah, how he can be saved from the fire of Jahannam, enter into Jannah. So already, inshallah, these are Mubarak times also, inshallah, we should try to engage ourselves in durood as much as possible. Also, times of, moment of time, duas are accepted also. We should give some time to make dua also. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.